It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 45% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Sports Radio 99 The Game. This is the morning shift. As it is a Wednesday morning. Hey, I tried to.
I'm doing a bad job today.
Al, that's all right. I like to talk. I don't mind. I don't mind being a space filler. Hey, I tried my.
What?
I don't like to talk. I can fill space.
Oh, I thought you called yourself a space
filler.
Oh, that's what I heard. Okay.
You know, I do the factor meals from HelloFresh.
Are they the same company?
It is.
They are the same company.
Oh wow, I didn't know that.
And so I got a shipment on Sunday, and so yes, last night I tried one, and so they're not like you, they're different from HelloFresh. You don't have to cook, you don't have to like prepare these. They come pre-prepared, and you just heat them up. Dude, they're really good. I had like, and it's stuff that I don't really like. I would never make pork chop. I would eat. But I would never eat a pork chop in like
a puree.
Well, it was like a kale sauce, which kale spinach sauce or something like that. And I was like, I would never make that. But it was really good. And then I had like some vegetables and stuff, like some zucchini. So I poured a little Baron Burton's W sauce on the zucchini. And it was really good. I was blown away. I was like, man, I can't wait to eat my other one.
I have a quick follow-up with that because I know kale has a very acquired taste. It can be very bitter if you don't have, you don't put a sauce with it.
It might not have been kale. It might have been cauliflower spinach sauce. And there's a kale rice and another one because I read all of them before I went through.
Because when you said kale sauce, that made me think, what did that taste like?
Well, kale, you know, I used to put kale in my smoothies. So
it's great for you. Your smoothies,
I used to do a green smoothie with like kale and spinach and Greek yogurt, and I think I put bananas in there, maybe apples. I can't remember. I put something in there. Blueberries too, and it was really good.
No, that sounds great because you got other good flavors in there. But kale, the flavor of kale itself is very bitter, so that's why I was like, if that was the main ingredient in the sauce, then I was.
I keep seeing a ton of things on kale and like how people are like, make sure you blanch it. Like I guess because it can. I need to look up what blanching is, but that it can cut your like gut line, kind of like what happened with. No, that baseball player, that was his esophagus, I believe.
Yeah, it was Dustin May, actually.
But they were saying you've got to, like, I guess basically cut up the kale.
Oh, like the stems? Like the stem?
I'm going to Google what that means, but that it can actually, like, harm your, like, intestinal lining or something.
Yeah, it's basically
like
just removing the stems, removing the kale from the stems. Is
yeah, well,
I don't have that problem. Like sharp enough to anyway.
I don't really eat
but
it.
But you love your meals.
No, yes, it was really good, and I was like, man, this will be pretty easy once the kid's born. I'll just order myself Factor meals, and you know that's what I'll eat every time, and it's healthy. So, anyways. I just thought it was interesting. It was something I did last night, so.
All right. Well, cool. Glad you enjoyed your meal. And you have a deal with them, too, right, don't you?
Oh, that's right.
That's right, yeah. Okay. All right.
I
was sponsor mixing last night. I put a little Baron Burtons on my Factor meal for the veggies because I'm, not that it didn't taste good, but I
had to mix it up.
W sauce always makes the veggies go down smoother for me, especially Brussels sprouts. Whenever Amy makes Brussels sprouts, I just load up like Fireshire from Baron Burtons all over it, and I'm not a big Brussels sprout person.
All right. Well, let's move along here to some of the NFL rules that were discussed at the owners' meetings. And I'm just going to go and start with the one that we kept seeing everywhere, and that is the tush push. So the tush push ban vote was tabled by NFL owners for more discussions. So they're going to continue to have more talks about the Philadelphia Eagles short yardage tush push play after basically tabling the proposal on Tuesday this week. So we'll see what happens with this. We know that Coach Raheem Morris did come out too when he was asked yesterday about it. They asked several coaches about it. Yeah. He's not in favor of the tush push and presented, you know, basically how it could cause, you know, serious injuries to those who are in that pileup.
They tabled it to May, I believe, when the next meetings are. There was rumors that they didn't have enough votes to pass, and I think they tabled it because they want it to pass. They want, as in the ban. Mm-hmm. Raheem said that his biggest issue is he's not in favor of a play where you just shove other players into players to stop it. As far as talking about his own guys.
Yeah. No, I completely agree with Raheem, and this is something that, honestly, we talked about this time last year when it first came up for a ban, it was not banned. I'm fine if them tabling this was, you know, because they don't have enough votes. I tend to agree with you on that. Hopefully, you know, I don't know what kind of lobbying goes on behind the scenes. I'm assuming a pretty good amount on deals like this. But I almost got the vibe yesterday that they were like, hey, let's table this. Too many eyeballs paying attention right now. Let's just too much passion on both sides of this because you just know that Sirianni's involvement and whoever else, how passionate they are about keeping this play in play, because it has literally been the reason they've won the football games that they have, the number of football games they have over the last couple of years. So, yeah, I think there's a lot of passion on both sides. They table it, and hopefully there can be more discussion around it. But I tend to agree with Raheem on this. It doesn't seem like a good idea.
I think the people that don't want it banned, and their only logic is, well, I don't, you know, if you just because you can't stop it, I think that's lack of understanding of actually what's happening in that play, and that's probably my biggest issue is the lack of understanding of how much could go wrong in those plays. Is think it's all just about, well, you can't stop it. So.
I don't necessarily think there's a lack of understanding. You see, I see, you know, guys that are, you know, NFL vets that are coming out and being like, yeah, I don't mind it. You know, defensive linemen, offensive linemen that have come out and spoke out on this saying, yeah, get in the trenches and you know, kind of dig dirt. But
it's not just, it's not quite that. It's like, I've heard people even say, well, just put a running back there and do your own version. I just don't think I don't think that is necessarily the same.
So what Raheem Morris did say was that he believes defenses will start pushing defensive tackles if the play continues. So that could be even more dangerous. You got big guys being pushed up front. Basically the collision. You know, you're kind of on the collision course for injury is what he's kind of getting to. Catastrophic injury is what he actually said.
It's been the point that we've been talking about for a year now. It's a rugby scrum. And especially when, because Raheem is dead on. The only way you can stop it now is to get pushers on your side of the line of scrimmage. And then I'm sure the Eagles will change things up and start running speed sweeps or pass out of it, whatever they might do. It just, you're going down a path that I don't agree with. And I understand, like I said, there's people out there that are like, hey, go out there and stop it. It's football. We've done quarterback sneaks forever, whatever. I don't know. It's not in the spirit of the game the way I want it to be.
That's what Nick Sirianni actually said, is that it's no different than standard quarterback sneaks. But we'll see what happens with that. So the overtime rule is something else that was discussed, and these are the overtime rules that were passed. So they have passed a rule that both teams will be allowed to possess the ball in overtime in the regular season. The original proposal was for a 15-minute overtime. Now that has been amended to 10 minutes, so we can start there. I think this is a great idea. This is kind of what everyone wanted to see, kind of like more like college football. Everybody gets a turn.
It just makes no sense to play a 60-minute game, and then when it comes down to it, you don't even get to touch the football. It's dumb. And why is it that way? And why can you – why have two different overtime rules, one for the playoffs and one for the regular season? That makes zero sense to me as far as possessing the ball. I understand the 10-minute thing. I think it is 15 minutes in the postseason. I can understand that. But I understand the 10 minutes because of not, you know – are you going to keep flexing Thursday night games and all this kind of stuff? You can't have them playing, you know, 75 minutes and then turn around and play a Thursday. So I understand the 10-minute part. I like this, though. This should have been done when they changed the rule originally.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like filling out basketball brackets. Too many choices, too much noise, and no one wants a busted budget. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break down real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Make smarter financial plays today. No luck required. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Yeah, no, I'm with you. I agree on all accounts. I don't know why. I was going to ask you guys about this particular topic, and we can talk about it later. But is the reason that they haven't done this in the past, is there some kind of TV window thing that goes into making sure that these games are over as quickly as possible at the end?
I know. I've always thought they've always tried to say it's about player safety. I mean, sure, yeah, they don't want to start. But think about it. The 1 o'clock game, Mike, normally the national game that follows that is 4:25.
Well, and that's my point. And that's my point. I think they have that window built in. If you start going past 4:25, if you're playing long overtimes and both teams are guaranteed a possession, then you might start bleeding into those next games. I always thought that was at least part of the reason.
Yeah, they always claim it's player safety, but we all know that's, to your point, there's really nothing about player safety. It's about money. And you know, what can you be accountable for, and what can you make more money off of with a TV deal?
So let's look at first downs now. This was something else discussed. So the method for measuring first downs in the NFL will switch from chain gangs to camera-based technology this season. So the league announced this, that the official use of Sony's Hawkeye virtual measurement system, consisting of 6 8K cameras for optical tracking of the ball's position, was, again, announced at the league's meeting. So the traditional chain crew will remain on the sidelines in a secondary capacity.
I love this idea, and I love the implementation. I feel like we're headed for a massive headline after 1 or 2 weeks of the season that something has gone wrong and it missed something. I don't know. I don't know enough about the technology, but it's just like I can just see that we're gonna be watching a replay of the ball down the line of scrimmage, and it's and you know, the measurement system's going to be off or something. Everybody's going to be up in arms.
There's two things for me. For one, there are games that are national games that have more cameras, so they have more angles. They'll be able to tell more. That means if I'm playing in a lesser game, I have a lesser broadcast game as far as. And when I mean national, I mean like the Sunday night, the Thursday night, the Monday night.
Certain games, yeah. Do in certain crews, like if it's a big national game, are equipped with more cameras.
We ran into that last year, Tiff, in Tampa when Kyle Pitts does the I'm going to drop the ball before the goal line. And because it wasn't one of those games, they didn't have a camera view to say that he did. So we got saved and Tampa got screwed out of it. So I get that. But the other thing for me is there's not a lot that really is going to change other than they're going to be able to – there are going to be plays where we've seen where the referee's like basically misjudges where the ball is and places it. And I think the cameras are going to be like, no, that's a first down.
It.
Yeah,
and that's good. And it's going to be operated from the NFL's Art McNally Game Day Central Officiating Center, which is in New York. And actually got to tour that too on ahead of the season last year with a lot of our production crews. So that was actually pretty cool to see the command center of where everything takes place and everybody watching all these different monitors with all the different games on. So we'll see how it works out, but I think it's a pretty cool system. I don't know.
Yeah, no, the Hawkeye system is cool and it's pretty quick. They're really quick with the stuff that I've been the games I've been a part of.
It's long overdue. This is a, you know, however many $15 billion industry, whatever. Come on, man. Let's advance the technology just a little bit.
Take me out to the ball game. What are you doing? Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing.
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Hey, it's Jim Costa with Cash the Ticket. Mike Valeni and I are all over the tournament again this March. Breakdowns of every region and every game, who are the Cinderellas, and which team's cutting down the nets. Subscribe and listen to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app, wherever you get your podcasts.